Good morning, it's August 8th, and this is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. It's been more than 5 years since the start of the war in Iraq. In those 5 years, the lives of Americans have changed. But what about Iraqi civilians? What began as shock and awe for U.S. television viewers quickly became numb and difficult for people who have lived at the center of the war for all this time.
My name is Hassan Ali. I'm 26. I'm a graduate in philosophy. And I've been doing this job for the past 4 years.
In his mind, he's a philosopher, but on the streets of Baghdad, Hassan Ali is a municipal garbage collector, a trash man in the city.
Until recently, when the situation was still bad, the roads would be empty. We were nervous because one of our friends was killed by a bomb hidden in the garbage. But now things are much better.
Garbage, this philosopher of Baghdad says, is an indicator of good times. Working the streets of Baghdad has become safer, and there's more work.
That means the shops and restaurants have opened again. So there is more garbage than before, and more food that's being thrown away.
Young people in Baghdad have only known war, it's worth remembering. Dikra Sarsam is a Baghdad painter. While growing up during the first Iraq war, she learned to think of explosions and sudden death as something normal. And a bit like our friend Hassan, the garbage man philosopher, for Dikra, art was an escape from death and destruction. She became an imaginary refugee with a paintbrush.
In April 2008, during the fights with the Mahdi army, I was able to hear the clashing in the streets, and maybe for more than 10 days, we were not allowed to go in the street or walk or even use the car. But during that time, I was painting. That's the only way to escape from the whole thing.
Painting, the only way to escape. For many Baghdadis, the seemingly small things, like the municipal zoo, speak more about the security of Baghdad than a busload of U.S. generals and politicians. Thuraya Hashem is a veterinarian at the zoo, which was nearly destroyed from fighting and neglect in the early days of the invasion. Today, for some, the troop surge indicates things are getting better, but for Thuraya, it's the state of Baghdad's bears.
We care about the animals, and their conditions are much better now. The bears used to be in small cages. Now they have much more room and more things to do. Most of the animals here now have been acquired recently.
Millions of Iraqis may have been chased away by the war, but animals are coming back to the zoo.
As security gets better, the zoo gets better and more people come. We're building now. We're planning to bring crocodiles, elephants, kangaroos, and other new animals.
Finally, nothing says Baghdad better than an elaborate, noisy wedding. And for wedding musician Ali Taib, the good old days were back when Saddam was running things, when you could come home at 3 or 4 in the morning.
The last few years were really difficult. We could hardly work at all. We just managed to scrape along. We couldn't even move around town. Everybody was stuck in his own area, and we had to finish before dark.
These days the weddings are longer, another sign of life's return to the war zone.
For the past few months, we've had weddings almost every week. The situation's much better. We can stay out in the evening now, but only till 10 o'clock because of the curfew, and we can go anywhere in town. 6 months ago, that wouldn't have been possible.
Iraqi voices from Baghdad, courtesy of the BBC's Jim Muir, on our website.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.